You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Charlie Fusco. She is an award-winning marketing strategist who started her own company at age 24, growing it into a multi-million dollar enterprise while devoting herself to her husband and her three children. But she will tell you that she became a successful CEO, entrepreneur, wife, and mother by simultaneously failing at all of them and turning her screw-ups into fail-ups. She is a master at changing tragedy into triumph and turning ideas into profit. Charlie, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. Good to have you this morning. So you're a successful woman entrepreneur with a family. How do you manage to balance your family life and run a multi-million dollar company? I'm sure all the ladies want to know about that.
The easiest way to answer that question is that I don't balance it very well at all. I actually don't believe in work-life balance. That was a very liberating thought for me. And so I don't know if that's a popular answer amongst your female listeners, but to me, the idea of balance can either be really holistic and means, you know, everything's equal and you have equal care and equal priority and equal attention and you get equal satisfaction. And I think that's why people are always looking for it. How do I get work-life balance? But what I found is that when you try to be successful and balanced all at the same time, especially in the beginning, it translates more into accepting the easy way, keeping things neutral. Not trying to upset the apple cart because you're worried the apples are going to fall out. And so what I realized is, especially early on, the more balanced I tried to keep everything, the more stressed I got, the less creative I was, and actually the less successful I was. And so now when I look at things, I go, as long as I'm pushing equally hard in every area, maybe Mondays I'm pushing harder in business and Tuesdays I'm spending more time with my kids and maybe by about Friday, I'll figure out I've ignored my husband and I'll rectify that. But I think over time, if you're dedicated to everything and you're passionate and you put in some time management, I think the balance works out over time. But I think it's just too much pressure on a day-to-day basis to say, did I spend 8 hours at work and 8 hours at home and 8 hours, you know, personally, and did I get to the gym every day and did I be perfect every day? So I don't really preach that.
Most helpful to hear it from that your perspective. Now, if you could share two pieces of advice for a woman who wants it all, career-wise, kids, and a happy marriage, what would you share with the listener?
That's pretty easy for me. I think the first big piece of advice that I give any woman is, you know, get a bigger sense of humor. Just laugh more. Find more funny in everyday things. You know, I like to tell women, unless you're doing brain surgery on an infant every day, I mean, that's really serious stuff. But the rest of what we do is not that serious in the grand scheme of things. And I just think that we take things so incredibly formal and serious, and we don't take the time to think, you know what, this might be funny in a year. You know, we always tell these funny stories a year later about something that happened that was terrible then, but it's funny now. And so I just try to figure out what the funny is right this moment. And I think women especially, we make problems bigger than they really are because we add emotion into the problem, whether it's we feel guilty because we're not spending enough time with our kids, or even in the workplace with other women, we attach an emotion. You know, they must be mad at us, or I must not be doing well, or this is too stressful. And rather than just sort of saying, you know, everyone's out there trying to live their best life, their most successful life, and we're all going to bump into each other. Finances tend to be the most stressful thing, especially for women in business. And sometimes you just have to sit and look at your finances and laugh at them and say, wow, those really are not where I want to see them. So I'm a big proponent of, if you've structured your life in a way that you can't laugh every day, you can't find humor in tragedy, then you're set up incorrectly. And so that's kind of the first way I tell people to evaluate what they're doing. It also helps to have a sense of humor in marriage, because quite frankly, you can either fight about something that's going to get you divorced, or you can just laugh at something that'll keep you married. So that's number one. And then number two, which again is not all that business oriented, but I'm a big proponent that women shouldn't leave the house without wearing at the very least lipstick and mascara. That's not very a feminist point of view, but I think that women underestimate that we are the hardest on each other and ourselves. When we go to the grocery store wearing a pair of sweatpants and our hair's in a ponytail and we don't have makeup, all of a sudden we're putting vegetables in a bag, we catch a glimpse of ourselves in the mirror, and we just feel tired and sated and rushed and, you know, not inspired. And so we take that into the rest of our day. Same thing at the office. You go to work and you didn't wash your hair and you're wearing the same outfit from 3 days ago. You just don't want anybody to notice. You get into the bathroom mirror, you look in there, and you just feel like you're not doing it at work. You're not getting ahead. You're not successful. And I'm a big proponent. If you don't have 10 minutes to look yourself in the mirror before you leave the house and say, hey, how can I look at least my very best today to give the world the best? Then you've got something wrong in how you're structuring your day. And I'm just a big proponent that women really should take more better care of themselves, because it changes the way you carry yourself into the world.
Just last week, your book, Brains, Boobs, and Balls, was released, and it already was number one in the nonfiction section on Amazon. Why do you think your book is resonating with so many people?
It was so exciting to see that. That wasn't at all what I thought would happen. The book's been 2 years in the making, and so when we saw it hit number one and hot and new, you know, my first reaction was like, yikes, how did that happen? But my hope is that people aren't disappointed, you know, after opening the book because of the title and getting into it, that they're not disappointed with what they read inside, because certainly the title is truthful to what you'll find in the book, but I think there's a lot in there that's more honest. I think that's probably why it's resonating. For me as a business person, it's very difficult to be truly honest all the time, because that requires a level of privacy. You have to get rid of privacy, and I'm a pretty private person. But I think when people read it, men or women, we've had comments from both, I think their first reaction is, wow, that's pretty similar to what I'm going through. And the only way it could be similar is if I was really honest about how difficult growing a business is and leading a life. I'd say it's a business strategy book for women, and in order to get strategy, you have to have a philosophy, and in order to get philosophy, you have to have lived through it. And I just basically put that in there. And I don't know, I think the other part is that there's a lot of business in there, and there's a lot of good stuff, but then I mixed in a little bit of sex. I think that always, you know, also helps too.
All real life stuff. Today we're joined by Charlie Fusco, CEO of Synergix and author of the new book, Brains, Boobs, and Balls, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network. And we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Charlie, tell me a little bit about the book a little further, and what was your motivation for writing it?
Let me start with the motivation, because it changed. When I first started writing the book 2 years ago, it was a business strategy book, and it was really meant to support my company, Synergix. It was really meant, when I go speak on stage and at industry events about marketing topics and growing your own business and product marketing, people always wanted to read about my strategies. So when I started writing it, it was a very simple, almost workbook about how to launch your product or service in a national marketplace. And then my editor said, you really need to do it for women products, because you've got unique insight. And so then it slanted a little bit into how to have a woman do it. And when you talk about women in business, that women in business are pretty aggressive. They have families and they have personal lives and they have businesses, and they do want to do it all at the same time. So it started to change into sort of tips and tricks on how to have a family and build a huge product line, things like that. And the more it started coming out, the more it became me drawing on my personal experiences. And as we went through focus groups. At the end of the focus groups, people were more interested in the how of doing it all at the same time, as opposed to the brass tacks of doing a business. And so I started rewriting the book based on these focus groups to really answer the question that women, and now what I'm finding that the book's been released, that even men want to know, which is, you know, when you're failing at work, how do you go home and feel like a success to your family? How do you separate the two? When your bank statements are dismal and you really feel like, hey, bankruptcy is where I've got to go, and how do you go home and go to the office and live past that, because there's so much at stake? And how do you decide to grow your family when the business is all consuming? And logically, growing a family without financial backing and security doesn't make sense. How do you decide to quit your job and pursue your passions if it doesn't make sense? And so that's how the book evolved. But the way it really hit is I was giving a business talk, and I slipped up in my business talk, and I made a reference to my boobs in this talk, just probably out of nervousness. And I told a quick story about how when I first got into business, I was very self-conscious about my physicality and that I felt that it affected my closing of deals. And I told a little story, and then I got off stage and I went to the restroom, and in the restroom was really just negative to myself, saying, gosh, I can't even get through a business talk. I screwed it up. When I got back to my seat, there was a note there from a woman, and she thanked me for being so honest on stage and admitting that I had had problems as a woman just being in business. And so it was from that note that I really started to target the book more about how to lighten up on yourself and how to juggle it all.
Finally, what is next for you? Will you be writing another book and growing or expanding your company, Synergix? And do you have any other aspirations that you would like to share today?
Yes, and yes. I think when you ask me if I'm going to write another book, that's like asking a woman who gave birth yesterday if she's going to have another baby this month. Yes, I'll be writing another book, but truly I'm going to give it a couple of months, maybe a year to seep in there. It's an extraordinary feat and pressure to put through a book, especially if you've got a company you're running and a family and a life, because now more than ever, I look at authors and realize it really is a full-time job to do that. So we do have two more books in the works. They won't be released any time this year, but we do, and I'm excited about them. As far as expanding the business, Synergix is going into its 17th year, and we are absolutely expanding in very smart ways. So maybe not expanding in personnel, but certainly expanding in service offerings and skills and offers, what we offer our clients. So we're doing that. My goal for Synergix is that it continues to run with as little of my intervention as possible. We've got a great team, and they're doing that. And what I'll be working on more and more in the next couple of years is really working with entrepreneurs directly to take their idea and figure out how to birth it into the world in our current economy with our current online and retail challenges. And then more and more, I'm working with youth opportunity, giving youth skills right now to be entrepreneurs of tomorrow, because I really do feel like the only job in 10 years will be that the entrepreneur creates. And so I'm getting more involved with working with students and young professionals on giving them access and opportunity and experience in entrepreneurial ideas right now. So that's really where I'm aspiring and focused. And then as a mom, I've got three kids. I'm trying to get them into college without losing my mind. So those are my short five-year goals.
Well, Charlie, it certainly has been great to have had you, and certainly appreciate your sharing it from your perspective on a day-to-day, real-life, situational stuff, and we can't thank you enough, and I'm sure the ladies can relate even more than us gentlemen. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about you, your company, and your book.
Well, if they want information on the company and the book, probably the easiest thing to do is send you to That Girl Charlie. You can get information on me, the book, and a link to my website, Synergix. And Synergix is our advertising and marketing company, and it links right there. The book is available on That Girl Charlie, and there's more stuff on that site. So It's just simple, thatgirlcharlie.com, and Synergix is the company. And I am always loving to connect with people who want to discuss ideas and things. So I'm pretty open to any kind of communication.
Well, Charlie, I know you're busy. We thank you so much for your time today and for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. And continue success, and certainly hope we can get you back on for another opportunity to speak with you again.
Thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Charlie Fusco, CEO of Synergix and author of the new book, Brains, Boobs, and Balls. And for more information, visit thatgirlcharlie.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.